Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
That sigh right there, you guys should know me by now. That means it's Monday. And on Mondays, we let out a lot of that frustration with what we call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single week around this time. Something that grinds your gears, that really annoys you. That you can just add to this ongoing list that we have got. Melissa, Kyle, do you guys got anything you want to add to the list this week?
Oh, I do.
Ooh.
I am going to add kids to the list.
Kids?
Oh, I love this.
Wait,
already.
All kids?
All kids. It was homecoming this Saturday. There were all these plans to go for Porter to go to homecoming. Well, it comes down to Friday night, and I get a text. And the text says, I'm not going to homecoming because none of my friends are going.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So freshman year, missed his first homecoming.
No, he didn't go.
He didn't go.
Did he hang out with friends at least?
Nope.
Like that night?
Well, he did, actually.
Okay.
He had a friend come over to play basketball.
Would Porter ever be the kind that would be like, rally his friends to go?
Good question.
Not
like, come on,
yet.
Guys, let's go.
I mean, he's not like that yet, but I'm going to say when I came home, he was pulling up the live stream
of the homecoming dance.
And he was saying it looked so lame. Nobody's doing anything but dancing. And I said, it's a dance.
Yeah, you got to dance.
It's literally in the name.
Here's what I'll say. When I went to high school, there was a dance they had every winter. It was called the Winter Semi-Formal, but it was like the smallest dance they had because you had to pay a little bit more money to go to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't go my freshman year because I wanted to play it cool. And I regretted it so much that I went every year after.
Right, right.
That's what I'm talking
never
about.
Never want to miss out on that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, teenagers, kids, you're added to the list.
You're added to the list. All the kids. I went to homecoming dance my freshman year and took a date who was like a friend of mine. And just to be a nice guy, I brought her flowers. And she didn't talk to me the rest of high school. I think she thought I was like trying to.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, no. We're friends.
I didn't dance with my date my freshman year. Danced with another girl. What's up, guys? I was so cool.
sounds kind of mean.
See what Porter's missing out on? 312-946-4995 if you want to add anything to the list. Our text line and phone line are open. Kyle, you got anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, I absolutely do.
All right. When we come back, we will be adding more things to
the list.
It's time to add things to
the list.
Every Monday morning around this time, we like to add things to an ongoing list of things that just annoy us, that grind our gears, that really frustrate us. Melissa just got done adding kids to the list after Porter and his friends decided not to go to their freshman year homecoming dance.
Losers! I'm calling my own kid a loser.
Guys, the thing I am adding to the list this week, and I hate to do it because I love them so much, espresso martinis.
Oh.
How dare you?
Interesting. I know. What? But hear me out. We work mornings, right? When you're out late at night, if you weren't able to get a nap in, which a lot of times I'm never able to, then you need a little pick-me-up, right?
Yeah.
Your first thought is, I'll go with the espresso martini, right?
Two birds, one stone situation.
Exactly. Except it's one bird, one stone.
How so?
The espresso martinis have no caffeine in them whatsoever. I have never once drank an espresso martini and woken up.
I know we're supposed to kind of help each other during the list. You're wrong, but it's okay.
No,
you can have
I have talked about this with multiple people. Multiple people that I have talked with do not get any pick-me-up from an espresso martini.
I've heard the complete opposite.
I've
actually
had
recently.
Three before, and I just go right to bed right afterwards.
Do you think your tolerance is a little bit higher for caffeine?
Maybe, but it's espresso. Espresso should be, like, if I'm having three espresso martinis, I should get woken up. 312-946-4995, on which side you come out with on the espresso martini debate. So espresso martinis.
All right, espresso martinis.
You're added to the list. Kyle, what we got on the text line?
A lot of good ones from a 708 texter. Automatic car windows. Why the heck do we even need that? All you want to do is put your window down a crack and it goes all the way down for no apparent reason.
That's a good one.
847 texter. Yeah. When it's cold in the morning and nuclear hot when you leave work.
Okay.
Oh,
every
yes.
fall, which drives me crazy. I'm never dressed right for the weather.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Mel, you put a hoodie on this morning.
Yeah.
Won't need that on your way home.
I know. I'll be stripping down in the car.
Hey, calm down there.
Okay.
Whoa.
Shirt on underneath.
Melissa. Yeah. Jesus. Kids show. And a 630 texter. Getting out of the parking lot at the farm tour.
I'm not surprised that's added to the list.
Getting in and out of that
with
farm
Luke
tour
Bryan
was
on Friday
yeah,
night.
Nightmare.
Yes.
All right, Kyle, what are you adding to the list?
I'm adding audiobooks with bad narrators.
Ooh, I love this.
So I've recently finished a book that it's called The Ministry of Time. It's a very good book, but it's also a very confusing book. And the narrator for the book, it was hard to understand, and she wasn't good at distinguishing voices.
I hate that. Do the voices.
Well, the voices, she's trying, but it's like, well, two of the characters kind of sound alike, and if you zone out for a second and the narrator's bad, you're like missing things. Just made the book a little bit worse than it needed to be and a little bit more confusing than it needed to be and kind of took me out of it. Audiobooks with bad narrators, you're added to the list.
As a dad who reads books to his daughters every single night, they opt for my storytelling because I do the voices and mom does not.
Wow.
So
Meredith kind of added to the list here.
Well, in a way, Meredith is, part of your gripe. So, all right. Espresso martinis, all of the things the texture sent in, audiobook narrators that don't do the voices, and just all kids.
Yeah, that's right.
They're all added to the list. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta
go.
One's gotta go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line at 312-946-4995. You send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we will tell you which one's gotta go. Joining us right now on the phone is our dear friend, Miss Annie in Downers Grove. Annie, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go, Kyle.
Okay. From an 847 texter, one's got to go traffic jams or lines at an amusement park. Which one's got to go, Annie?
Oh, man.
I'm going to say traffic jams.
Those got to go. Why is that?
Because I'm in those way more often than a line in an amusement park.
Yeah.
Very fair. Melissa? Yeah.
Yo, I was thinking the exact same thing. You and I were on the exact same page, Annie. So the traffic jams have to go. You're in those way too often.
This is hard, though, because it's like the frequency. You know, like if you think about how much you can get accomplished in 1 hour at an amusement park if there were no lines.
Good point. A lot more fun.
Oh, so you just can sit and go ahead, Austin. Sit in traffic jams all day long, every day.
Yeah, but he gets on Raging Bull real fast.
Real fast. Then I gotta go do X-Force or what's the...
X-Force.
Yeah. Like, I can knock them all out in the amount of time that it takes you to not.
All right, well, you go have
Nailed
a good
it.
Time. Okay. One day of fun.
Okay, from a 312 texter, one's gotta go. Having no thumbs or having no toes? Annie, which one's gotta go for you?
The toes have to go.
Okay, so you'd rather have no toe, or you'd rather have no thumbs but have toes?
Oh, no, opposite. I'd rather have no toes than have thumbs.
Okay. Melissa?
Leave my hands alone, and I'll just change that toe one. That one's so confusing to me, but yeah. It's like...
So let's change this up. One's got to go. Your thumbs or your toes? Annie, rephrase it. So your thumbs or your toes, which one's got to go?
Toes.
Okay, toes got to go. Melissa?
Yeah, the toes got to go.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking initially.
I'll go, thumbs got to go.
Thumbs got to go?
Mainly because I don't want to agree with Melissa, but also have fun balancing without your toes.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Going to be tough.
People don't think, people are like, I'm so quick to get rid of my toes. Then you're going to fall over all the time.
We'll have fun opening jars.
Okay, last one, Annie, just for you today. One's got to go. Espresso martinis or kids?
Oh!
Two things we just added to the list.
Wow. Oh, my God.
A lot of responsibility on your hands right now.
I hope she says kids because that's going to be the funniest answer.
Probably kids, but I do love both.
Okay! You know what?
Yeah, wow.
Yes, we will accept that answer.
Yes, thank
all
you.
All kids got to go. Let's go grab some drinks, y'all. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Melissa.
Austin.
You and I never see eye to eye, so it's perfect for today's Dear Melissa and Austin.
Okay, why is that?
We have got Brittany calling in from Clarendon Hills, and she is running into it when it comes to redesigning her apartment with her roommate.
Uh-oh.
Brittany, what's going on?
Here's the issue. So my roommate, and I have decided to, you know, do kind of like a makeover on our apartment.
Nice.
So we've both decided that we're going to spend $300 each. The problem is we have completely different ideas for how we want to decorate it. Mm. Like, I want to be a little bit more boho, and she's, like, more farmhouse.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Those are polar opposites.
Yeah, definitely two words that I know.
Yeah. You're more like hobo.
Okay. You live in a farmhouse.
We can't even agree on, like, the colors of the walls, let alone, like, anything else.
Right. Boho is vibrant and a lot of textures and vintage and all that. And then I'm not really, I consider myself transitional, but I like farmhouse in the sense of, like, there are warm tones, clean lines, kind of thing.
My mom is an interior decorator, and I feel like this entire conversation is over my head still. I don't understand.
I love this stuff, though. I absolutely love it.
Me too.
But the point being is guys are on two totally different mindsets as to how you want to redo the apartment.
Yeah, and it's gotten, like, really, really bad. Yeah, I don't really know how to handle this right now.
Melissa, I'm going to defer to you for a majority of this, but I do feel like there's got to be some sort of style between the two, right? Maybe something that could blend the two. I know they're, like, complete opposites.
It would be really hard in the sense of trying to find things that are somewhere in the middle. A lot of the reason people like to decorate is because they like things to look clean and tidy. And in boho, it's busier, but it's put together in a busy way that still looks okay. Some people, like, I can't be in a house that looks busy.
Sure.
You know, like, there's a lot going on because it actually stresses me out. Like, I need clean lines, soft colors.
So
you each have your
rare.
Own rooms, and I guess you could have some of what you want in your own bedroom. But it sounds like you're sharing the money for the common spaces, not your bedroom.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe see if, like, there's ways, like, you know, and bring this up to her. Like, hey, maybe there's a place, like, somewhere where you can meet in the middle. Like, where, like, if you really love a certain piece of furniture or, like, maybe a wall decor, maybe it's like, hey, do you mind if I maybe choose this and you can choose this, this, and this?
I have another idea. If you can afford it, why don't you tell her, I'll double it. I'll pay $600. And if you let me go more farmhouse, I'll do most of it and then you do accessories.
Oh.
But I'll pay
that
for most
is a
of it.
That is a very good idea.
You think?
Yes. I think that's a really good idea.
I just came up with that.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, you're welcome. It's hard having roommates sometimes.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And it's even harder to decorate.
No kidding.
But Brittany, we want to thank you so much for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We wish you the best of luck. Hopefully that works. And keep us posted if there's anything else you need help with.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
And if you need advice, feel free to email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
Melissa, did I hear that the... Earlier this morning, you mentioned that the fleas are still running rampant in your house.
Oh my gosh. It's been, well, not quite 2 weeks. I've never had them before in my entire life, and I got some fleas, and I've been fighting it.
You should bathe more, Mel. I've been telling you this.
Well, it's not me, Austin. It happens to be my dog, Butch.
But
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
And, but it's been so bad, and I've done everything. I think I'm getting close to the end, but I've spent, not kidding, hours. Mm-hmm. Washing laundry in extra hot water, washing pillows, clothes, bedding. I've my carpet steam cleaned. You name it, I've done. I've shaved Butch down to he's got no hair. He has no hair.
Looks like the cat from Austin Powers.
He does, with ears, you know? And so the poor dog is completely traumatized and has PTSD from all the baths that he's gotten. But you know what? We're getting there. But I'm telling you, it's one of those things where I have not been able to get rid of the pests.
Yeah. No, look, you're not alone, Mel. In fact, 312-946-4995. What was the pest that you couldn't get out of your house? Melissa, when Meredith and I first got married, we lived in this townhome, and there was what we think was a squirrel of some sort in our attic.
Mm-hmm.
And the attic was right above our bedroom. So every night, every single night for months, we heard this.
And you're just like, that wasn't a squirrel, was it?
It was the most uncomfortable thing you could possibly imagine. Because you're trying to sleep and you're like, ew, there's something above us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. So I am right there with you. But what was the pest that you could not get rid of? 312-946-4995.
I think I was the pest my mom couldn't get rid of. Lived at home for a number of years to save some money. I think at the end of it, she was like, All right. You're good.
Time for you to go.
You can go.
You're being a pest.
Go live.
Mrs. Milnemo, give us a call. 312-946-4995. Yeah, this can be, take pest wherever you want to take it. Whether it be fleas from your dog, whether it be squirrels in your attic, whether it be your son who just refuses to get his own place, or maybe even a mother-in-law. That's not coming from me.
I hope not.
No, look, I love my mother-in-law. 312-946-4995. What was the pest that you could not get rid of? 312-946-4995.
I've got another one, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael and Lindenhurst.
What was the pest that you couldn't get rid of?
So I had cockroaches at one time.
Ew. Michael. Yeah. What?
And like plural. Cockroaches plural.
Yeah, multiple. There was a lot of them.
How in the world did you have cockroaches? Because, I mean, where were you? Where were you living?
So it was actually my place of work.
Oh.
And it's kind of funny because we're a pet store.
Oh.
Wait, were you selling them?
No, someone forgot to close their container.
No.
And so for 4-ish months, we had cockroaches everywhere.
Four months?
No way.
Yeah.
How do you... I've never had one before. I've seen one, but I've never had any. How do you get rid of cockroaches?
You got to stomp on them really hard, or you got to get a fumigator.
That's the thing, because they don't die, right? Like, that's like the thing about cockroaches.
Don't they say they could live through like a
nuclear
war?
Blast or something.
I don't know
something.
If that's true or not, but...
Yeah, you should have dropped a nuke on your pet store. Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
that's pretty much disgusting.
Yeah, seriously, that's like an episode of Fear Factor just for 4 months.
And were you the one that had to step on them all the time?
Yeah, because everybody else was scared of them.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, what was your kill count?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Probably hundreds at this point.
Oh my gosh,
that's so disgusting.
That means that's 100 crunches of just...
Can you eat cockroaches?
Can you eat them?
Yeah.
You can.
Oh,
you want to try one?
Can eat them? No.
I think you should.
I'm just wondering if people eat them.
Maybe we should do it for the show. It's a bit, Mel.
Okay, you go for it.
No. You were the one that was
curious. You heard him say it, Michael.
I did hear it. I have evidence.
Michael, thank you so much for the call, man. Glad you were able to live to tell the tale.
Yeah, thank you. Have a wonderful one, y'all.
Yeah, right, you too.
You too. Gina and Aurora.
What pests could you just not get rid of?
Well, my husband, but now ex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait a minute, Gina, what happened?
Well, let's just say it was good, quote unquote, but then once you start telling stories, you're like, why didn't I notice it then? Oh. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, he, let's just say, went down the wrong path, and, like, he went, like, full 100% the wrong way. It pretty much blew up when I came home, and he was having a party with his little... friend, we'll call her.
Oh my gosh, he's having a party with another girl.
And all that kind of thing.
Oh, geez.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty much the end of that.
Well, I guess that is kind of a pest that you finally got rid of.
Yeah, right. Mel, at least your fleas aren't throwing, you know, having little parties
at
your house.
They're having parties, though. Trust me. They're having carpet parties.
Gina, how long did it take you to get rid of them?
From the start of them going down the wrong path, I'd say about a year. Yeah, I dodged a big bullet there.
I bet.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Gina, now Melissa's going to see if she can come crash at your place to get rid of her fleas, but then you're going to have another pest that you won't be able to get rid of. So.
Yeah, I have a dog, so please, no.
Gina, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
It's back. The return of Trends with Benefits. This week, we are giving away a pair of tickets to see none other than one of our absolute favorites, one of the nicest guys in the world. Oh, and he also just happens to both make and write great music. It's Nico Moon.
So who do we have on the line?
So joining us today to play is our friend Morgan in Valpo. Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. All right, Morgan, this is Trends with Benefits. We've got three stories. Two are fake and one is real, and you tell us the real one. Are you ready to play? This is for tickets to go see Nico Moon.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Story number one. Snoop Dogg teases a potential country career by naming himself the Dog Father of Country.
Story number two. Harry Styles crosses Berlin Marathon finish line in under 3 hours.
And story number three, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart announce they're co-founding a tequila brand.
Which one's the real one?
Let's go with story number one.
It's story number one, Snoop Dogg crossing over into country. Ooh, I'm so sorry, Morgan.
Shoot.
I hate that for you.
Austin?
Well, yeah?
Hey, real quick.
One second, Morgan.
Hold on, Morgan. Just one sec, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that we could let her have, like, one more guest so she has a chance to win these Nico tickets?
Give Morgan another shot at these tickets?
Yeah, I'd like to. Are you cool with that?
Yeah. You know what? I don't want these tickets to go to waste, so sure. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Hey, Morgan?
Yeah.
We're going to give you another shot. So of the two stories remaining, which one is the real one?
Harry Styles or Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Is that the real one? Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Shoot.
Hey, Morgan, 1 second. Just wait. Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
I really liked your idea about letting these tickets not go to waste.
I know.
So...
And, you know, I don't want to be mean. It's a Monday.
Yeah. Should we give her another shot?
Yeah. She sounds super nice.
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Hi. Yeah.
We're going to give you one more shot at this. So of the one story remaining, which one is the real one?
I think I can get it this time. Harry Styles.
Is it Harry Styles? Oh, man. We're all waited with bated breath. It is! Wow! Woo-hoo! You really know your trends.
Just lucky, right?
Oh, yeah. Good job. Yep, Harry Styles ran the Berlin Marathon. How about that?
You're going to see Nico Moon when he plays Joe's Live October 2nd. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing Trends with Benefits and keeping up on the trends.
We'll have another round of Trends with Benefits this time tomorrow.
For more Nico Moon tickets.
We're just trying to catch a good time. Melissa?
Austin?
Let's get to some great news.
Sure. It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You are also going to feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Marcy and Palatine.
What's your great news?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Wait a minute.
You don't recognize the, yeah, uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Is this Marcy, our boss? This is our boss, Marcy.
Yeah, let's put the puzzle pieces together, guys. Nice job.
Sorry, look, it's early. We're still waking up.
At 8 o'clock? Good. Great.
That's only Austin, not me.
Wait, Marcy, why are you calling us for the Great at 8?
A couple months ago when Kenny Chesney was playing the Sphere, do you guys remember how you were on that, like, Vegas roll? Everybody was going to Vegas.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It went on for weeks and weeks that everybody was either going to shows there or just taking trips there.
It was six straight weeks during the Great at 8 when someone called in with something Vegas related. Like, it probably would have still gone on, but we had to put an end to it, so we did with Kenny Chesney calling in. That was a wild 6 weeks on this show.
Well, why are you calling in about this?
Well, we were joking around, like, everybody keeps saying, like, go to Vegas, you should send us to Vegas. Like, you guys were in my office every day saying
that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, guilty.
But... better late than never. I got the big bosses to sign off on it. And Friday, you guys are going to need to pack because you guys are going to do your show live from Circa.
What?
In Vegas?
Yeah. Wait, what?
In Vegas. I mean, you know the Bears are taking on the Raiders this weekend. The Bears are back, baby, and we need you there.
Are you kidding me?
Stop. Marcy, are you being serious right now?
Listen, I know I play tricks on you guys a lot, and you do on me, you jerks. But no, this is real. This is absolutely real.
We're doing our show from Vegas?
At Circa.
Oh, stop. My gosh.
My favorite place in Vegas.
I haven't been to Vegas in years.
Marcy, wait
Better
a minute.
Than never, guys.
It actually happened. We were hounding you during the Vegas streak about sending us to Vegas, and you're telling me that we're actually going to Vegas.
You're going to Vegas, baby.
Oh my God.
This is going to be so fun.
This is going to be our first
remote ever. Are we starting the Vegas streak back all over again?
This is at very least Vegas week.
I think it is.
This whole week, we are celebrating Vegas, all things Vegas.
Oh, my God. Marcy, you couldn't have given us any more great news with the Great at 8.
This is the greatest Great at 8 we've ever got.
Just remember, I'm going to give you some money to bet on red for me, okay?
Oh, now you're talking. Oh,
I'll double that bet with you. Ooh. Wait, Marcy, you're sending us to Vegas. We're doing the show Friday morning from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Does this include even Kyle?
Even Kyle.
Wait, what?
Oh, he's going to be jumping for joy.
Oh, my gosh. It's a big deal when the producer gets to go.
I know, right? Marcy,
oh,
this is fantastic news. We cannot thank you enough.
You guys are going to have the best time.
We're going to make you proud. Well, I promise you. You're going to be like, that's the greatest Melissa and Austin show from Vegas that I've ever heard.
I hope this is the first of many Vegas trips, Marcy.
Wait. Let's not put the cart before the horse. No.
Let's see how Friday goes first.
Let's see. We have to own it this week. All right. So Vegas week is officially kicked off here on Melissa and Austin. If you are going to be in Vegas this weekend, swing by our show at Circa early morning. I just realized doing a morning show from Vegas means we're going to have to do a show from 4 to 8 a.m.
Who cares?
Vegas time. I mean, okay, all right.
Get me there.
I think you will care when that alarm hits you.
No, I won't. I'll just be gambling leading up to it.
Marcy, thank you so much. We cannot thank you enough. We love you so much.
Love you guys. Let's go, baby.
And if you've got great news, we want to hear it, so give us a call, 312-946-4995, especially if it is Vegas-related.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
In case you just missed it, we're going to Vegas.
My gosh. I mean, the fact that our boss, Marcy, called in to share that great news made our day great, and it's like shocking and surprised that we're going to be able to go out there and broadcast.
Melissa, we've never done a live remote for our show before. Like, we've never taken our show on the road, even like the surrounding suburbs. And so our first one is going to be in Sin City.
Yeah,
are
that's
you
like
kidding me.
That's also like going from 0 to 100.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But this is going to be so much fun. Like,
I cannot wait, and we're going to do it at Circa in Las Vegas, right there off Fremont Street in Old Town Vegas.
I've heard so many good things about that place.
Melissa, it's my favorite place in Vegas.
I bet.
It is absolutely amazing. The stadium swim there is incredible.
I've heard that.
They have the largest sports book in the world, which I'm excited for.
Which is amazing, yes.
I'm excited for all the casino games.
And there's a lot of cool things in Vegas. I mean, everybody talks about the Sphere.
Yes.
I want to go see the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz is playing there, where you're like in a live tornado.
Oh my gosh. The Sphere's incredible. I mean, Kenny played there earlier this year, which is what got us started with the Vegas streak.
Mm-hmm.
And then later this year, Zach Brown Band's going to be at the Sphere. The Sphere's awesome. In fact, in honor of us going to Vegas this week, to kick off Vegas week here on Melissa and Austin, you want to play a game?
Yeah, of course.
Let's play a game.
This is like Vegas style playing a game.
Yeah, right?
It is.
Caller 5 right now, 312-946-4995. Get in. We're just going to play a little fun game.
What kind of game are we going to play?
A game called Is It a Sphere?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give you some objects and you just have to tell us if it's a sphere or not.
Look, I don't know if this is going to be easy or difficult.
We just found out we're going to Vegas, okay? We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. 312-946-4995. Caller 5 right now. Get in. We're going to play some an old-fashioned game. The game that this show is most known for.
Look, it doesn't sound like it would be that hard. So, yeah, give us a call. 312-946-4995. Is it a sphere?
Melissa and Austin's world-famous game, Is It a Sphere? is coming up next. 312-946-4995. Caller 5 to play Is It a Sphere? Next, right here on Melissa and Austin. It's Vegas week. It's time now for everyone's favorite game, a game we've been playing for years around these parts.
Yeah, all years and years and years.
It's definitely a game that we didn't just start playing now that we found out that we're going to Vegas on Friday ahead of the Bears playing the Raiders. It's a game of Is It a Sphere? So to kick off Is It a Sphere today, let's go to the phones. Our contestant of the day today, Christy and Elgin, the E-Dub.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
This is going to show whether you know what a sphere is.
Yes.
I'm not exactly even sure what a sphere is myself, but I guess we're going to figure this out together.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Is it a sphere? Let's play. We'll start here. A can of beer. Is it a sphere?
No.
That's right. It is not a sphere.
Okay, you do know your spheres.
I don't know what shape that is. A cylinder? Cylinder?
Yeah, it's more like a cylinder.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right. Is it a sphere? A playing card?
No.
Wow, you are really good at this, Christy.
I've been practicing.
You know your spheres.
Yeah, I'll say. All right. Well, this one might be a little more challenging, especially if you are a flat earth truther. A globe. Is it a sphere?
Yes, it is.
Is it a sphere? It is.
All right.
Despite what some conspiracy theorists might try and tell you online.
What about this one? The moon.
Ooh.
The moon. Is it a sphere?
Yes.
Hmm. This one's hard because, you know, it's like sometimes when you look at it, it looks like a crescent. But is it a sphere? It is!
That's because it's really still a sphere, though you only see part of it.
Yeah, it's just light playing tricks on your eyes.
Yeah. Good job. Christy, you're really smart.
All right, Christy. What about dice? Is it a sphere?
No.
We can't get one by her.
No,
she is so good at this.
And the last one is it a sphere? Austin's cyst.
No.
I didn't know I had one. Is that? Do you have access to my medical records?
What's that cyst?
That's HIPAA violations, Melissa.
Congratulations, Christy. You know your spheres.
Honestly, of everyone that's ever played this game, I think you are the best, Christy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And if you're headed to Vegas this weekend, we're going to be out at Circa Friday.
Friday morning.
And we're going to be broadcasting live. So why don't you just jump on a plane, come on out and join us.
Just do it, Christy.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
All right. Well, hope to see you there.
Yeah, that's all we ask.
Have fun, guys.
Okay,
thank you, Christy. It is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. And today we have got Zach in Uptown going up against Matt in New Lenox. Matt, why don't you say hello to Zach?
What's up, Zach?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good.
All right, guys. You are up for tickets to go see Parker McCollum at Credit Union One Amphitheater on October 4th. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Which country music icon is recognized as the first African-American country singer to experience radio success and also became the best-selling performer for RCA Records since Elvis Presley?
Matt. Darius Rucker.
Is it Darius Rucker? It is not. Zach, you got a guess?
Tracy Lawrence.
Is it Tracy Lawrence? It is not.
No.
We were looking, you got to go a little bit back a ways. We were looking for Charlie Pride.
Hey, well, it's 0-0 with question number two. Country music artists Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn make up what country music duo?
Matt. Brooks and Dunn.
Is it Brooks and Dunn? It is. Matt is on the board 1-0. Question three. Dylan Scott sings the duet Boys Back Home with what up-and-coming country artist with the same first name? 3 seconds. We're looking for Dylan Marlowe.
All right. Matt still 1, Zach 0 with question number 4. Before He Cheats is a hit song sung by what artist?
Zach. Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie?
It is. Saved yourself, Zach.
All tied up. One apiece heading into this fifth and final question. Winner of this will get those Parker McCollum tickets. Let's take it to Vegas, like this show is going to be this Friday, live from Circa in Old Town Vegas. Which of these country artists have not had a Las Vegas residency? Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Shania Twain, or Megan Maroney?
Matt. Megan Maroney.
Is it Megan Maroney? Matt, you're going to Parker McCollum.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Zach, you got to try us back again this time tomorrow, okay?
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for playing, Zach.
Bye.
Another pair of Parker McCollum tickets up for grabs tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.